listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from around the block to around the globe. We are The Tastemakers.
Good morning to our listeners around the globe on this glorious, glorious day today. I mean, again, we must say every day we're in here, it's beautiful, it's sunny, it's Shangri-La.
Yeah.
Right, Holmes?
Except last time we were here, Mark, it was, unfortunately, it was raining, but today it's gorgeous. In the 70s, I think. My perfect temperature, I think, is 78, and I think it's going to be about 77 today. So it's between probably 76 and 79 as far as my perfect temperature. What was your perfect temperature?
I'd say 75. I'm comfortable 75, 76. Can't beat that. I like warmer temperature if it's in the 80s, but to be quite comfortable, the plants on my front porch with the heat blasting on it won't die in the 70s, but when it gets to 80s, these plants start to wilt and the flowers and so forth. So
I know yesterday you said something to me. You said, I can't believe it's summer. And I said, well, actually, summer's still 2 weeks away. We're currently in spring, but on Sunday it felt like winter. Well, it was dark, gloomy. So within a five-day span, and last week we had the 90s, but within a 5 or 6 day span, we literally went from winter to spring to summer.
Well, and the only reason that I said that it was summer was because you had said you were going to make hot dogs at home, and I had just saw an Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile commercial for hot dogs the night before, and they were out there in the backyard with their hot dog buns and making hot dogs. And when you see a commercial for hot dogs, you think Memorial Day, 4th of July, the summer.
Yeah.
And when you said you were going to have hot dogs, I'm thinking, hey, it's 75 outside, the Wienermobile is rolling, it's the summer, baby.
Yeah, but am I right? Within a one-week span, a five-day span, we went literally from winter to spring to summer, or from summer, because it was in the 90s last week. So we went from summer to winter to spring.
Yeah, the weather here now in L.A. is getting to be like Hawaiian weather. You just never know from one day to the other.
Hey, that being said, I forgot to ask Sam. Wasn't Sam in Hawaii recently?
Yeah.
I guess he got out of there right before the volcanic eruptions. Speaking of that, the our friends from Vancouver are in Hawaii right now.
Brooks.
The Brooks, yeah. So
they're not from Vancouver.
Oh, they're from northern part of British Columbia.
Well, before you get to your birthdays around here, I want to let everybody know that today's show is sponsored by Ambassador Chicago Hotel.
Beautiful.
AmbassadorChicago.com. It's the heart of the Gold Coast in the downtown Chicago area, just blocks away from the lake. Beautiful location. AmbassadorChicago.com in the Booth 1 restaurant. It's modern American cuisine, again, in the heart of Chicago. Classic Chicago restaurant in a social dining scene at Booth 1 Restaurant inside Ambassador Chicago Hotel. And that's theambassadorchicago.com. AmbassadorChicago.com. So thank you, AmbassadorChicago.com, for being our sponsor today.
A lot of history with that hotel.
It's been there since the
20s. And then it was purchased by one of the gents from the Studio 54 fame, and now it's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting there in August.
On the Gold Coast. I'm new to the Gold
Coast. I think they called it like Millionaire's Row. All the millionaires of Chicago lived in the Gold Coast. That's the name, the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So thanks again, Ambassador.
When I hear the Gold Coast, I think of the Barbary Coast, show that used to be.
Okay.
And after watching Gentleman Jim, the Errol Flynn movie last week, it was taking place in the Barbary Coast.
Oh, was it?
It was Doug McClure and William Shatner, correct?
I think so,
Doug McClure.
For some reason, I was thinking Ross Martin, but Doug McClure sounds about right.
Yeah, Doug McClure. Anyhow, so let's start up after we get done bragging about how fantastic the weather is.
It is fantastic.
9.8 times we're in this studio. It's absolutely marvelous. But anyhow, let's start this show like we usually do, talking about who celebrates their birthdays today, Mark.
I don't know. Who
Bob
knows?
Saget.
Bob Saget from Full House.
Yeah, what did he do before Full House? Any idea?
He was a stand-up comedian.
Ah, okay.
I think like Jerry Seinfeld. And a lot of these people, they're stand-up comedians before they get their first show.
Bob Saget, 61.
He looks pretty good for 61.
Yeah, he's pretty good for 61. A.J. Mitchell. He's 16 today. He's a pop singer.
What does that mean,
he's a pop singer?
Top 40.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. And from your favorite show, Mark, one of your favorite shows, Dancing with Stars,
Derek Hough. My favorite show.
He's not on there anymore, is he?
Who?
Derek Hough. Was he one of the dancers?
No, I think he's moved on now because he's a choreographer. He's won a couple Emmys from choreography, and he's older now.
How old? How old am I?
I don't know. I would say, oh, it's his birthday. I would say he's 34.
32.
Okay.
But yeah, that is, I guess that does seem like, oh, like if you're an athlete, yeah. 32 is
You move on. There's a lot of younger guys that can dance just as good, you know. I think it's a young person's world when it comes to dancing now.
Jake Nuffner, he's celebrating 19 candles on his YouTube birthday today, Mark.
Oh, YouTuber, huh?
Yeah, he's a YouTuber at 19.
Wow.
Hey, Blake's a YouTuber. He's got 100,000 followers.
He showed me his certificate and his award thing, like from the president of the YouTube.
I saw the pictures of it that he
posted. Came in a real nice case.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is really beautiful.
Talking about Mark Sun, who's recently got 100,000 followers on his YouTube channel.
It was signed by the CEO of YouTube.
Does he have a name of his YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's Harris Highlights.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Jake Duffner, maybe Blake knows him. This cat's 19. Matt Ryan, highest paid player,
well, at least
in
this
football.
Week.
Yeah, but there's other players that have $100 million contracts, but what differentiates Matt Ryan's contract is it's all guaranteed, and it's never guaranteed.
Boy,
this
he's
just
got some
means
agent.
That, yeah, he could break his leg and be out for the entire season, or it could be a crippling
career. Is his agent that good, or is his agent that good, or is he just that good?
His agent is that good.
What team's he on?
Atlanta. They were in the Super Bowl, this year, but last year.
Okay.
Hey, he's good, don't get me wrong, but he's getting paid now more than anybody else, whether it's Drew Brees, whether it's Tom Brady, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, that cat up there, and Russell Wilson up there in Seattle. You know, he's getting paid more than all these cats.
What team? So, oh, you say he's Atlanta.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's got what differentiates him, like I said, it's all guaranteed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all guaranteed. So happy birthday to him. He's 32. And that's considered old. He could play for a couple more years. But, I mean, Tom Brady is, 40. But that's a rarity.
And his issue, Tom Brady, he hasn't appeared on the field in any type of training or any type of capacity since the Super Bowl. And I guess his team has been out there for 4 weeks or whatever.
Mm.
And they're saying this is kind of weird because this is a first for him.
Mm.
But he says he wants to hold off coming back because he wants to spend more time with the family.
Yeah.
He wants to be rejuiced and be ready in the next couple of weeks when he's really needed there. But the fact is that he hasn't been there since
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Crazy. Candy Burris. She's a housewife of in Atlanta. Well, I'm getting tired of these housewife shows. The Potomac Housewives just returned last week.
Really?
Yeah, it couldn't work with the Housewives of Washington. Lasted one season, but this is the third season for Potomac. Anyhow, Candy Burris is 41 today. 41. Your buddy, Mark, Tony Parker with the San Antonio Spurs. He seems older than this, in my opinion. It seems like when we met him 10 years ago, he was playing for 5 years already.
Yeah, so how old is he?
He's 35.
Wow.
So he's, I guess when we did meet him like 8 years ago,
and
10 years ago.
And when do they start bailing out?
About right now. Whatchamacallit, who's that other old guy from Argentina? He's 39.
Oh,
this
should
be it. This should be it for him. But 35, 36, you're pretty much done unless you're a rare. I mean, LeBron's 35. He's 30. He's 15 years. He's 33, and he's been playing 15 years. He could play another seven. Anyhow,
seven?
Enya. Yeah, he could play seven. He'll play at least five more. Enya, what is she? What kind of music is she? She's like...
She's that new wave.
Yeah.
New,
she's 56.
Yeah, because she was big about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So
and Bill Paxton, who passed away last year, how old do you think he would have been?
62.
63. I just saw him in Streets of Fire, which was... what's his name?
Streets of Fire.
Streets of Fire with, what's his name? Who was just in the Florida, what's that guy's name? Willem Dafoe.
Oh, Willem Dafoe.
This was one of his first movies.
Oh,
he played
Streets
Raven.
Of Fire.
Yeah, Streets of Fire back in 1985. Yeah. Love that movie. But, Bill Paxton was in it. He was funny, but he would have been 63. And last but not least, happy birthday to YouTuber YouFunny. He's 24 today.
Wow, way to go, YouFunny.
Yeah. Boy, that's something else. How about these people, huh?
Yeah.
How about it, boy?
Big shout out and a big thank you for another one of our sponsors, Santa Anita Park.
Yeah.
SantaAnita.com. This weekend, they hosted us, Matt, 2 weeks ago in the world-famous Chandelier Room at Santa Anita Park for the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
Which, again, was another fantastic event because it not only is the most beautiful racing park out there, we also...
Hell, it's a lot better than Del Mar and Churchill Downs.
Right.
Two of the other most famous parks in the world. So this one's got to be it.
Yeah. So it was gorgeous. It was really, I think it was really warm. Wasn't it warmer weather for the Kentucky Derby a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
and
it was.
So, they had whiskey or bourbon tasting in the chandelier room, which was
phenomenal,
great. And you know, we're always,
we didn't get a chance to take advantage of all of them.
We're always busy when we're there. We're meeting people. We're eating. We're
networking.
Watching the races. We're floating around. We're networking. So we only, I think, had one sampling of Old Forester.
Yeah.
Or no, was it Woodford? We had Woodford Reserve.
Woodford,
that was a sampling.
And they had Jack Daniel Gentleman Jack too
in Old Forester. And we didn't get a chance to try those. But the food they had this year was fantastic.
Yep.
It was a huge menu.
Buffet.
Huge menu.
Yeah.
And then they had the Derby pie and, it was like jalapeno biscuits. And I don't know, but I mean, the food was just phenomenal. The race day was great. Santa Anita is always so generous with us for allowing us and the wives to attend. We returned back there this Saturday for the running of the Preakness. So I want to, again, Santa Anita Park, santaanita.com. Thanks so much for everything. Always a great time, always a great place to go. Racing is great. And before we moved on with the show, I wanted to do a
yeah, always great. This weekend is the
Preakness.
The Preakness, and only, what, 8 horses running or what have you?
Yeah, we'll go over the Preakness in a little bit.
Yeah, but congratulations. Well, thanks a lot, Santa Anita. Fantastic, fantastic. Now I got to ask one thing. Is it Yanni or is it Laurel? Unbelievable, Mark, how you think it's Laurel.
Half the people think it's
Laurel. I know.
Laurel,
isn't that something? It depends on where you're listening to.
Yeah.
I bet if you and I were in the same room, we'd hear the same thing.
Blake brought it to me after leaving Stacy. Stacy thought it was Yanni. Blake came down here, put it on, and the both of us heard Laurel. So
you heard twice then? You heard?
No, I only heard the once.
Oh.
I heard the Laurel.
Okay.
So Blake
a lot
was
of people
with Stacy. Played it by Stacy. Stacy said it was Yanni. Blake heard Laurel. He came down to me. He said, what do you hear? I said, I hear Laurel.
See, I'd like to be with somebody else, because Carrie and I both heard Yanni.
Blake and I both heard Laurel.
At the same time, though.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be with somebody else when this is being
How does this stuff get started?
How does it get started? Like,
and who does it benefit?
A year ago, too, remember they had the thing
with the dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
blue or orange?
Yeah.
Blue or yellow? I don't know. But who starts these things?
Yeah.
And for what purpose? It doesn't. How does it benefit
anybody?
Did
you see the actual Yanni and the private jet? You know
Yanni the guy that was married to Linda Evans?
The performer. They showed footage. He was on his private jet on tour, and he's holding the phone. He says, it's Yanni. There's no doubt about it. It's Yanni. But, I mean, my thing was, he's flying around in his private jet. I guess he's bigger than...
We were just talking about him today. Yeah, he's on tour now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the Greek Theater in a couple weeks.
I have that Acropolis
I've got one too.
CD.
Yeah.
From, that Acropolis CD came out in 1995.
Hmm.
Which is
that
amazing.
Was longer than that.
Yeah, 94,
so
95.
23 years ago. That's what, I guess that was when he was like...
I think he was married to Linda Evans around that time.
Yeah.
And again, that just seems like a weird pairing, the two of them.
Yeah. Just kind of like Bo Derek and the dude from Sex and the City, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That is weird, too,
because
she's so much older than he is,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
You
so
know,
that seemed like an odd pairing, too.
Odd pairing.
And what about Maxwell Caulfield from Dynasty?
The professor.
Right.
Julia Prowse.
Yeah. So all three of those were...
Excuse me.
I guess you could do a whole show on oddities like that.
Yes.
You know, if you're really looking. Oh, and then same with, what's the new... Slim Jim Phantom, the bassist from Stray Cats. He was with somebody
Stray
old.
Stray Cats are still around?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, they're not around. Brian Seltzer, he's got his own thing. But the bassist
right.
guy, he was with some...
So the young and old. It's
yeah.
You can make a whole show about
yeah.
the young and the old.
I see younger
Elizabeth
guys.
Taylor and Larry Fratensky.
Yeah.
You know?
Or wasn't she also with Mark Harris? Or who was Mark Harris? Who was Mark Harris with that
Ray,
older... Juliet...
Ray. It was something
yeah.
rather
so
Ray.
He was young, but she was...
Yeah.
So... Would that make her a cougar?
Well,
or
back
how cougar
25
think?
Years
when it's
ago,
an old woman,
call
when it was an old woman and a young guy, what does that make
that's
you?
That's a cougar. The older woman is
a cougar.
Yeah.
Was that a show? No, that was with...
Martha Ray was her name.
Martha Ray.
Mark Harris, yeah.
Yeah, Martha Ray. Hey, how about that that new Rolls-Royce SUV, Mark?
Chunon. The Coulinon.
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 $350,000. Now, that has got to be like a very, very niche market.
Well, you know, it really is. But look at it. Yeah, you're right. It's got to be. But I tell you, that thing is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is the most extraordinary SUV. I never even thought that they were coming out with one. You know, everybody's got one. Jaguar, Lamborghini, Maserati.
Lamborghini's got one coming out, too.
Bentley's was the last one, I guess, they came out 2 years ago, but Bentley. But with all those luxury ones coming out, I still never thought that Rolls-Royce would come out with one.
Yeah.
But they did, and I only found out about it when they announced it a couple days ago.
I'm kind of upset, Mark, that we didn't get invited to some kind of presentation. We did that for the Dawn a couple years ago, right?
Right, yeah. And how we got invited to that one, I don't know, because that was just a very small crowd.
Yeah, up at the Maxwell...
Max Factor. But it, that was a very small crowd, so it wasn't like it was a huge production.
Yeah.
But the unveiling of Coolinon the other day was took me completely off guard. And after seeing the videos and other press pieces about it, very impressed. The thing is like a tank.
Yeah.
You know, not only is it like a tank, they sure kept it, made a good deal with this thing. I mean, it's a beautiful vehicle.
I know we got something by way of email from the, I think, the Newport Beach.
Orange County. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to have any type of...
I think if they were, they would have had it by now.
What about when we participated with that introductory thing for the... it was for the Phantom. Was it for the Phantom or when we went down there
to
Pelican?
No, it was just a Rolls-Royce event when we went down to the
So they
Pelican
weren't introducing
Gate,
the
Pelican.
Ghost? They weren't introducing the Ghost?
I don't think they were introducing the Ghost. I don't know what it was. No, actually, Matt, we got on that thing. Remember, we were at the auto show. And
oh, yeah.
They were looking
That's
at the
right.
Rolls-Royces,
yeah.
And they said, oh, by the way, we're doing this weekend. Would you like to, or next weekend, would you like to join?
Yeah.
And so we did, which was a fantastic event. Geez, I don't know. When was that anyhow? 5 years ago at least, right?
Yeah, but that was a great event because it was at Pelican Hill, the golf course resort down there in where
but
was
you know,
that?
Something
Newport
like this,
Beach.
Yeah, Newport Beach. But something like this for the Coolinon,
yeah.
You'd think that they would want to have some huge event at Beverly Hills Rolls-Royce.
Yeah.
But again, who knows? They might have.
Yeah.
We just didn't hear about it.
Yeah. I bet who would get... Well, I was going to say, I'm sure we know somebody that would. But
there was
we
nothing on
right.
social media
yeah,
about
nothing,
anything.
Yeah. And you're right. How could you not have...
A huge thing, because you want to have as much press as you can to sell this thing. Because unlike the Ghosts, unlike the Wraiths, unlike the Phantoms and the Dawns, this is, like you said, a smaller niche market of people that want to spend $350 on an SUV.
Yeah.
I could see everybody wants to spend it for... it's a status thing, having the Ghost. Well, the Ghost is affordable, I'll say, more or less.
Like $250?
Or something like
$260?
That. $260? But this thing, you'd want to just go balls out. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. The Bentley one is beautiful.
It really is.
The Bentley one is beautiful. I think they're in the same price range.
And that was the best SUV up until this Coolinon came out.
Yeah.
And I got to say, the Coolinon is... boy... I fell in love with that thing. I went and got a lottery ticket for the Powerball last night. It was $280,000. I'm thinking,
$280 million.
How much? $288 million.
You said $280,000. I said $1 million.
Yeah. I'm thinking, boy, one of the first things I would do, I'd definitely get myself the Dawn, but I'd get this Coolinon as well.
What color?
Probably like a Merlot. Or, believe it or not, I like the white when it comes to Rolls Royces as well.
Wow. Yeah. Especially like they got nice rims.
Yeah. So.
Fantastic.
Anyhow,
I want to give a shout out, Mark. We have a couple.
The first thing is first. I wouldn't pay cash. These cars, I'd lease them.
Yep. One of our upcoming brands, Mark, participating in one of our gifting suites.
Oh, yeah.
Is Dirt Nap Handcrafted. Interesting title.
Right.
Interesting name.
Yeah.
Dirt Nap Handcrafted, Mark. What they are, if you don't already know, which I'm sure you already do.
Thank you.
They're an independently owned and operated lifestyle company. I like lifestyle when you put
Absolutely.
That in anything, whether it's fashion, magazine, news, radio show,
or
even our show. They're a operated lifestyle company comprised of a small team of close family and friends. This is cool too. Family and friends. Artisans unique in their own craft. Each and every Dirt Nap handcrafted product, Mark, is designed and handmade within their professional workshop located in the small city of Yucaipa, California. That's what I was talking about earlier.
That's like going toward Palm Springs, right?
No, isn't Yucaipa? It's up north.
Oh,
it's
is
like,
it up north?
It's like
okay.
by Shasta, I think.
Okay.
Yucaipa, California, USA. We at Dirt Nap Handcrafted always handcraft small quantities to ensure quality American goods with their focus on Dirt Nap Handcrafted our superior grooming beard care. And, you know, that's real popular now, the beard care stuff and apparel products. They are often inspired, Mark, to create other handcrafted heirloom quality items that they hope will be passed on from generation to generation. With all their handcrafted products, they focus on ethically sourced raw materials with only the finest will do. Folks, that's DirtNapHandcrafted.com, spelled just like it sounds. Check them out at DirtNapHandcrafted.com and buy some of their stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're right about the beer stuff. When I was last at Target, they've got a whole section of men's luxury grooming stuff and a good amount of things for beards.
And not crazily priced either. I think they have that one brand. They recently partnered with somebody in the men's clothing department. Good stuff, priced very well. But yeah, it's big. Stuff can get very expensive. If you go to certain places, they gouge you. But
I was surprised when I was last at the Target, the huge section they have about hair replacement or growing hair.
Oh, really?
Along the lines of Rogaine, but there's other products other than Rogaine that are out there. I mean, a ton of things for accelerating men's hair growth. Now, the fact that it's there, the FDA had to have approved it, which means Rogaine's been around for at least 25 years, or maybe more.
I guess it's got to work, right, Mark?
It's got to work.
You know, Michael, Carrie's brother's friend, Michael Miles. Mm-hmm. He uses...
But he's got a good head of hair.
Because of he's been using Rogaine for 20 years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I forget, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
But it's got to work because otherwise, first off, they couldn't be FDA approved.
Right.
And it wouldn't be out there for 25 years.
I think the key might be, I have no idea, but Michael might be a good example. Because like right off the bat you said, he's fine, he doesn't need it, but he's been using it for 20 years.
Right.
I think these things are effective when you catch it early on, you know?
Yeah, could be.
But because what you said, a whole aisle of
not
stuff?
A whole aisle, but a big chunk of one of the aisles was men's hair replacement and hair assistance to regrow hair. They've even got in-house brands that have it. So if you can't afford the Rogaine, there's a Target brand.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was surprised.
We just got something, Mark, from Daniel Thompson, one of our friends and colleagues. Just saying that he represents a lot of people from The Walking Dead, and we might want to invite them to one of our upcoming events. And he also went on to say, Daniel, if you're listening, hello, hope all is well.
But I didn't know he was an agent.
Well, he knows them. He just got done doing that Nashville event, that Walking Dead.
Right.
In fact, he just got back from Nashville. It was amazing. You know, he invited us to participate. I've got reason to believe that these things are going to become huge now. This partnership that he's got with them and these gifting suites. But he says the Nashville event was huge. This is a convention. It's like Comic Con.
Yeah.
But it's strictly for dead fans.
I talked to him. Oh, it's just about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, strictly. And speaking of that, I mean, I guess they tailor made these conventions now for anything. This morning on the KTLA Morning News, they had the guy from Lucifer.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah, I watched about four episodes.
Got tired
I liked
of it.
Him. Yeah, but I got tired of it.
But anyhow, did you see him on the show?
No.
Because the show's been canceled.
Oh.
And we're going to be talking about canceled shows in a minute here. The show's been canceled, but somebody else is thinking about picking it up like they did with a couple other shows.
Yeah.
Point being is when he heard the news.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, but when he heard the news, he was at a Lucifer convention.
Wow.
That was strictly.
Lucifer?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like I said, they're tailor-made, and here's a good example with Daniel Thompson about the dead convention, strictly for that. There's fans for all these shows now.
Yeah.
I mean, and he says all these fans were at the convention when he got a text saying that the show's been canceled. They didn't share it with any of the fans then because they would have been cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Wow.
But so now they're in the process of trying to salvage it. And speaking of that, all these shows that were canceled, this was like a record, 20 shows canceled in one day.
Well, I get it. The Superior Donuts, for instance, you know, it was top 10 for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Then it starts, which I couldn't understand, and then it started falling, and then it started falling, and then now it's canceled.
You know why I liked it? And I didn't watch it religiously. I watched it on occasion whenever they just showed the donuts, because I love donuts.
Oh, yeah, donuts,
and they made me feel like I had to have a donut.
Yes.
I mean, it was a corny show.
Yeah, very.
And it wasn't really funny, but I liked the donut concept.
Yeah. It was
ridiculous. It took place in Chicago.
But it looked like it was... I hate those shows that are...
Yeah.
They never go outside.
But it had... Who was the star? Was that Judd Hirsch?
Judd Hirsch.
Okay, it had him. Then it had Kathy Siegel from Sons of Anarchy and Married with Children. Plus, it had that bald comedian who was in Ron Burt. So it had some good, even though it wasn't that funny, it had some quality people that you could turn in for 22 minutes.
Did you see the ratings yesterday? It came out Wednesday, which was unusual. It's amazing, the top 10.
Yeah.
One and two is Big Bang and then Young Sheldon. And then there was...
NCIS.
Right. And then 60 Minutes.
Uh-huh.
Survivor.
Uh-huh.
The top eight, I think, were like CBS.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to see the American Idol in the top 10. It beat out The Voice, because The Voice always beats American Idol. Last weekend, Idol beat The Voice. The Voice was like number 11.
Well, you saw the business section yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Saying how Idol and Roseanne are bringing... Life back to ABC.
Yeah, that was another one that was in the top 10. It was American Idol and Roseanne.
Which, by the way, I watched on whenever it was on 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Never watched it. And then whenever it was on, never watched it. Yep. I've seen 3 episodes. I do enjoy it.
Huh. The top 8 were CBS, which is really amazing because everybody always jokes that CBS today and has always been a older crowd demographic.
Yeah.
But yet they've got the top 8 out of the top 10, and I think the top 12 of the top 15 shows with CBS.
Yeah.
You know, your NCIS's and your 60
What's
Minutes.
What's the one that's comparable to NCIS?
It's Criminal Minds, I think.
Are there any CSIs?
Let's see.
Are there any CSIs? Yeah. The one in New
Who's
Orleans.
Who's the one with the black guy, LL Cool J? Is that an NCIS?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That's NCIS. But are there any CSIs on?
Yeah, there is. I don't think so anymore.
New Orleans. That one's
New
still
Orleans?
On. Yeah. With the dude that used to be on that show, Quantum Leap.
No, but that's NCIS with New Orleans. That's not CSI.
No, it's CSI.
The Quantum Leap guy, that's an NCI?
There's two NCISs. There's the one in Los Angeles, and there's the one...
Right, but New Orleans is... so what's the guy's name from that used to be on Quantum Leap?
Who cares?
Well, I just want to check real quick here.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that...
Just Google Quantum Leap. But anyway, you look for that, Mark. But some of these other shows that were canceled, Kevin Can Wait. I got to be honest.
Is this the first season?
No, this is like the fourth or third. It's done tremendous in the ratings, which blew me away because that was the exact same thing like his last show, which I never watched.
Scott Bakula, that's the guy's name.
Scott Bakula. But anyhow, so that show's been canceled. Superior Donuts has been canceled. Brooklyn 90209 or whatever that is. That's, I've never even seen. But somebody else is picking that up. The Crossing, which is new. Okay, Designated Survivor got the axe. And tonight's the season finale.
Oh, so that was last night.
Oh, okay. So that's that for that. So, wow. Altogether, there were like 20 of them. And some of these, like...
NCIS, New Orleans.
NCIS, New Orleans. Okay. So I guess there are no CSIs on anymore.
I don't think so. I think they ran the gambit.
Yeah, there was L.A., there was Vegas, and there was Miami at one point.
I think they ran as far as they can go.
Okay.
Certain shows do.
NCIS just have taken over. But anyway, about 20 shows, and this was a record the other day, 20 shows.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I never watched, got canceled, but it got picked up by the person
ABC,
that originally turned it down, NBC.
Yeah.
So they went to NBC first, NBC passed, and then went to Fox.
Wow.
Now it's coming back again.
Wow.
Just like this Will and Grace, you know, they're back again after 20 years. How many years are they gone? 15?
20, I think.
Okay.
Late 90s.
So then they're back again, which anything that's old is new again.
Yeah.
So and who else got canceled?
I didn't write them all down, but there was 20. But a lot of them were like first season, not even less than the season, like The Crossing.
You know what? That one, The Crossing, that's like a one season show.
Yeah.
I watched it initially, and then I gave up after 3
episodes.
Kind
of like The Dome and The Zoo. But those lasted 3 seasons.
Yeah.
But they were all... You can only go so far with such shows.
Right.
And how about this, though? What's it called? The one that was with the big in the 80s with Mel Gibson.
Oh, Road Warrior. Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the show?
No.
The show is with... who's the black gent? He's the comedian.
I
used to like
we can't remember anybody's name.
Dwayne Waymans or something like
that. The Waymans, yeah.
Who,
by the way, was on that show we watched. I watched Deception on Monday Night Station. I bought The Magician.
That's probably been canceled. But let me just finish this up real quick. It's been on 2 seasons, and Dwayne Waymans was playing the Danny Glover role from the movies, and the Mel Gibson role was played by this other dude. So after 2 seasons, Fox has decided to get rid of him. And the show's staying on, but they got rid of him, and they're replacing him with the one dude from the American the comedy. You're right. We can't think. We can't think of anything. This is ridiculous.
The fact that we both of us can't remember.
Yeah, American those comedies.
American Pie.
American Pie.
Yeah,
the one that played the.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so he's replacing the guy. That's got to be terrible, right?
Hey, but you know Bill Paxton, who just died, he was on that other show on Fox. What was that show? Because that was based off a movie too. But I think the show
the one where Denzel Washington got his Academy Award.
Oh, Training Day. Was it Training Day?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that was a show about Training Day on TV that Bill Paxton was on.
And that was a good that was a good show.
Huh.
He was the villain, but at the same time he was
Bill Paxton was the villain?
Yeah, he was playing the Denzel Washington role, but at the same time he was he was
not a bad guy.
Right, not a bad guy.
Wow.
Yeah. So
anybody else get canceled? Any other good ones?
Well, Designated Survivor, you like that?
But
so.
yeah, they got. I stopped watching it, and then they said that Michael J. Fox was coming back for the rest of the season. So then I started watching it because Michael J. Fox was in, but it was still the same old same old.
Michael J. Fox was with Designated Survivor.
Yeah, in the last four episodes.
Oh, how was he?
Oh, he's always good. I always like
him. He was in the last four episodes.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't catch. Shoot, I forgot that he was in there. I would have watched that.
Yeah, that's the only reason I decided to stick it out.
Yeah,
but I had given up because it was the same old same old.
Yeah. Well, hey, I guess this beautiful weather mark is bringing out polar season.
Hey,
we got San Diego polo starting.
Well,
in a
like
month.
You say, brought about right.
San Diego Polo starting in a month. A month ago, we were at the inaugural Las Vegas Polo Classic.
2 weeks ago,
we're at the opening of Santa Barbara Polo. Check them out at Santa Barbara Polo and racquetclub.com. That was our first time ever attending
Santa Barbara Polo.
We've been polo aficionados for years.
For years and years.
But this was the first one, hour north of Los Angeles, beautiful grounds. So big shout out to the Santa Barbara Polo Club for allowing us to participate. And they had a fantastic sponsored tent by the winery. Do you remember the winery?
It was
Foley.
Folded Hills.
Fantastic. And this weekend, I want to give a big shout out, Mark, to the other.
It's taking place at the Will Rogers Polo Club.
Yeah, it's the Pacific Polo Tour. It's the Hollywood Cup 4.
Yeah, Hollywood Cup 4.
Pacific Polo Tour. Pacific Polo Tour, Mark, welcomes back all polo lovers, including the Harris Brothers, for a new edition of the Hollywood Cup commencing the 2018 polo season this Sunday, Mark, May 20th. Join us for a lively and sophisticated afternoon in the beautiful Will Rogers State Park, kicking off the summer. So I guess, okay, a little early. Kicking off the summer, sure to be remembered, attendees will experience the utmost glamour associated with the world of polo, indulging on modern, handcrafted cocktails and a delicious meal, both served complimentary by their sponsors, Maestro Doble Tequila and Los Agaves. So we have to associate, Mark, polo with the glamorous lifestyle and glamorous world, like we did for Santa Barbara Polo a couple weeks ago. But a big shout out again to the Pacific Polo Tours. We've been invited to attend as VIP guests.
Sunny in 73 on Sunday.
So is that considered Beverly Hills or Malibu?
Closer to Pacific Palisades,
okay,
I think.
Yeah, so right there, I guess, on the cusp.
Yeah, you know, it's L.A., it's Beverly Hills, it's Pacific Palisades, it's all close enough. So,
polo. A month ago we were in Las Vegas, 2 weeks ago in Santa Barbara. Upcoming Sunday we're going to be here in Pacific Palisades.
In 4 weeks, I think we're in San Diego.
Or Del Mar for that one.
Yeah.
And by the way, Mark, another big shout out to Santa Barbara Polo for our invitation to attending Memorial Day weekend. They're having a big... big polo match.
In San Diego?
No, in...
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
It's the... counting down the days, Mark, to the Leslie Nixon Memorial Day weekend tournament.
Wow.
The after parties are going to be sponsored by Patron.
Sponsored by Patron. Great.
So... All right. Polo.
I love it.
And then we got the Preakness this weekend at
San Diego. Yeah, I was going to get back to that. Now, it's taking place this Saturday in Pimlico, which is outside of Baltimore, which unfortunately, I only found this out, racing at Pimlico only takes place 2 weeks of the year.
Two weeks. Wow.
So 2 weeks. It's an old, rundown Pimlico racetrack. So this might be the last... big race for Preakness this year, and they might go.
How long has it been at the?
Oh, like for 138 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, Pimlico, I think, has been there longer than Churchill Downs.
Wow.
So this Saturday, so we've got Preakness, which is the second step or second. What do they call it? The second
phase. Second.
They call it something. The second.
Whatever.
Second race in the Jewel of the Crown. The Triple Crown. Preakness Stakes lineup. Listen, they've only got 8 horses racing.
Yeah.
You know, Justify, who won the Kentucky Derby, naturally is the favorite. Everybody's saying he's the favorite, even before these 8 horses were announced. Quip, Lone Sailor, Sporting Chance, who looks like he doesn't have a sporting chance. He's 30-1. Diamond King.
Is he the highest odd?
No. There's 2 30-1s and 2 20-1s.
Wow.
Good Magic, Tenfold, Justify, and Bravazo. And let's see. Bob Baffert's got 1, and Dwayne Lucas has 2. These other trainers I've never heard of before. And then let's see what we got for jockeys.
How many does Baffert have?
Baffert's got only 1 horse in the Preakness, and Dwayne Lucas has 2. Mike Smith is running Justify, and the other jockeys aren't the big names either. So it, by all accounts, this looks like it's a hands-down victory for Justify, leading up to the second running in the Jewel of the Crown. The Belmont is 3 weeks from Saturday, so let's see what happens. But this would be unprecedented if Bob Baffert wins a second Triple Crown in the three-year period. I don't think no other trainer has won two Triple Crowns.
Wow.
So this should be really interesting. I mean, a great race for sure. Baffert won. Listen to this. Bob Baffert's won the Preakness six times.
Wow.
So has Dwayne Lucas. He's won six times.
Does he have anybody running?
Dwayne Lucas has two horses running.
Wow.
At Preakness this weekend. So I love it. It should be great. The weather looks like it's good in Baltimore. What do they call them? They call them Lazy Susans, or the official drink of the...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Lazy Susan. And Friday is the running of the Lazy Susan sweepstakes, just like the Kentucky Oaks is the big running the day before the Kentucky Derby. The Lazy Susan Oaks is taking place on Friday.
Wow.
So, I mean, this should really be, but eight horses, really.
That's
20
gotta
in
be,
the Kentucky
that's,
Derby.
How does that work, though? How could there only be...
Qualifying points.
You got to have more than eight,
But a lot of the Kentucky Derby horses aren't running in the Preakness. They're skipping it to go to the Belmont. So
you
got to
make
a lot of people.
You
got to
make it more competitive, though.
Yeah, that's why horse racing is just questionable. So the post time is 3:45 Saturday afternoon.
So we want to get to Santa Anita early because we want to get one of our spots.
And
last time we were there, wasn't it rather hot?
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was.
So how's the weather going to be for this weekend? A little cooler,
yeah,
I think. Actually, it should be beautiful weather for the horses.
You're talking about here at Santa Anita?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get that for you right now.
Yeah. Because last time I thought it was hot being outside.
Oh, it was.
Because we're going to be at the Woodford Reserve. What is that called?
Woodford Reserve Trackside.
Trackside. It's great to be trackside.
Cloudy in 78.
Do they show the – I guess they will show the Preakness on the
sure.
big screens outside.
Sure.
Sunny in 78, you say?
Cloudy in 78.
High of 78. That's
cloudy
in
78,
warm.
Yeah.
So, cause, see, it's like you want to get there early to get a seat. Because we're VIPs, aren't we guaranteed something?
They don't guarantee seats,
okay.
Even though if you're a VIP.
So,
seats are not
but
guaranteed.
Last time the 3 hours went by pretty
it
quick,
did.
Though.
They always go by fast because you're floating around, you're networking.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you bring a couple cigars, we'll go smoke a couple cigars, that type of thing. So, anyhow, it should be. It's the 143rd running of the Preakness and looks to be like a perfect day, and I think Justify wins, and
fantastic.
Which makes it always that much more exciting for the Belmont.
Yeah.
When the horse that wins the Derby wins the Preakness. So
you're right. Quick
otherwise,
shout out,
the
Mark.
Belmont's worthless.
Quick shout out. Yeah, you're right about that. Quick shout out to Hillbilly Hustlers, Mark. That's hillbillyhustlers.com. Yeah, fashion and clothing. They're participating in our upcoming gifting suite. Hillbilly Hustlers, Mark, was created to provide opportunities and resources for veterans and rehabbed individuals getting back to the workforce by providing work for them. So big shout out to Hillbilly Hustlers for providing that for the veterans and other
people.
They
got a website?
They do. It already said it was hillbillyhustlers.com. Get to their website and buy some stuff. They got cool stuff, whether it's hats, T-shirts, or hoodies. Everybody wants a hoodie, right?
I haven't gotten around to it yet, but you know I like my hillbillies, so I'm going to have to contact Hillbilly Hustler.
Yeah, I know you do. I like the moonshine, too. I think there's a brand actually called Hillbilly Hustler Moonshine.
Oh,
not
wow.
Hillbilly Hustler Moonshine, but Hillbilly Moonshine.
Yeah, that's strong stuff.
Yeah.
That's dangerous stuff.
Hillbilly, and a couple of years ago, the Hillbilly band was pretty darn popular. There were several brands that were promoting Hillbilly, so big shout out. They're coming from West Virginia.
Yeah.
I think they're our first clients ever, Mark,
right.
to come from West Virginia.
Yep. I think you are right about
fantastic,
that.
Fantastic. So,
hey, in addition to the Preakness on Saturday, what else is happening Saturday?
On Saturday itself? Well,
the Royal Wedding.
I was going to say, you're talking about the wedding, and we get it, yeah. Yeah.
The Royal Wedding is taking place on Saturday in Windsor, England, and it's Prince Harry, sixth in line to the throne, which, like he says, he's got nothing to worry about. He likes it being sixth in line because he doesn't have all the hassle. He can still be the prince, and I think once he gets married, I think he gets another title also, so it's the Duke of something or other. And,
yeah.
And he's marrying Meghan Markle,
yeah.
I got to say, I've never saw Suits. I never watched Suits.
Carrie, my wife, loves it. But, I mean, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen anything she's in. She's been in.
Yeah. So I think she's one of these actresses, Mark, that's been around for a long time, but not in mainstream
anything.
Stuff. And Suits is on USA, so
You know, I used to watch Royal Pains all the time, and they used to advertise for suits constantly.
It's the two guys, the two main dudes who are the stars. She's a star, but she's like, there's up here, and then there's down here.
So she's down here, up there.
She's down here.
She's not like the main one in suits?
Right, it's the two dudes, or the two suits in this law firm, and she's in the show. She's popular in the show, but she's not the star. She's a co-star.
I think that the show really got popular after she got started dating him, and then she got engaged. People started talking about suits, but never had any desire to watch it. I mean, I had no idea what it was about or anything.
Yeah.
They're saying this is going to be a $45 million wedding with $40 million going to
security. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's not going to be your traditional, standard, stuffy type royal weddings as they have in the past.
Yep. It's time for a change.
It's time for a change. Yeah, it's the new royals.
Yeah. I mean, within 5 years or so, the queen and her husband, unfortunately, could both be gone. And then it's
Prince Charles
is not far behind them being stuffy and crusty.
Well, no doubt about that.
So, I mean, it'll be a notch down, but still, he's
the last of that generation of stuffiness.
Yeah, and he's a notch down and only a notch.
Still talks like this. Hello, like a snoot.
Yeah.
Now, but the Prince William talks like this. Hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah.
85. High five.
You mean Harry?
Harry.
Yeah.
But same with William. It's just like, hey,
I think William is still a little.
So you think he's still part of that generation?
Yeah, I do. I mean, well dropped below Charles, but there's a huge gap and difference between William and Harry. Hmm. Huge. But that being said, everybody's got the coverage. Everybody's going to be. What are you going to be doing?
I don't know. I think I'll be flicking back and forth.
I think I'll be watching E because they're an entertainment channel, and CNN because.
I think they said there are 20,000 members of the media are going to be there this week.
Where are they all staying?
Well, you heard how the city of Windsor's got 20,000 people that live there.
30. 30.
So they're saying that a lot of these people that have these places, they're renting their houses out for $7,000
Airbnb.
A night. Well, they're just renting it out to everybody.
Yeah,
$7,000 a night. So
yeah, $7,000 a night.
$7,000 a night.
Yeah. Wow.
So they can make $20,000-$30,000 to these people that are the media that's coming in. But it should be one heck of an event. Where NBC starts the coverage at 1:30 a.m. And most everybody else starts at around 3 a.m. But I don't know what time I'm going to get up yet. I think I'll be flipping from, naturally CNN covers everything the best. So, but I think I am going to be watching BBC because they are BBC.
Oh, BBC. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. I think BBC will be my main coverage. And I guess I'll do some NBC stuff and some CNN and E, I think, is covering it too. So I think I'll just be flipping it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, when one person goes to a commercial, I have another one. I think the wedding is at noon Windsor time, so it's that would be 4 a.m., 4, 5, 6, 7,
I think
8,
most
9,
of the
10, 11,
people so. Are starting the coverage at 2:30.
Right, but I think 4 a.m. is the wedding. The wedding starts at 4
a.m. As far as I'm concerned, for me, it's I hate to get up even earlier, but from 2:30 to 4 o'clock seems more entertaining and fun to me.
Yeah, well, the main wedding starts at 4. Yeah. People start arriving around 3:30. So we'll see, but it should be something.
Yeah.
Weather looks good.
Yeah, weather looks. How Jessica Holmes was there yesterday? It was 57 and she was freezing. It's funny how she's like saying it's freezing now. It's 57. But
that was yesterday, right?
You know, Mark, how we like to try to align ourselves and partner with as many charities as we can realistically throughout the year. And we've got Chris Everett. We've got the rally for kids with cancer. And we like to, again, partner ourselves in some capacity to help out certain charities. And we were introduced to a charity a couple years ago called Face Forward. And we weren't able to really get involved and partner. We were just introduced with them. But we didn't really have an opportunity to partner with him and get involved in any capacity.
We attended the event.
Last week we were invited to we attended that event a couple years ago, but because of other obligations, we weren't able to really focus and get involved. But last week we were invited to a wine tasting in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive, sponsored by Face Forward, which reintroduced us once again to the charity. So we're having a meeting this afternoon with some of the people from the organization in hopes of trying to get involved in some capacity. Please try to visit faceforward.org. And Face Forward is an organization that is responsible for providing reconstructive surgery and emotional support for survivors of domestic violence and human trafficking. It's quite a wonderful charity to get involved in. So if you have an opportunity, check out their website and You'll hear more from the Harris Brothers about this organization throughout the remainder of the year. So,
boy, that's something when you think about human trafficking in this day and age.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine. It's hard to believe.
It really is. You know, Mark, they're having an event, save the date, September 22nd at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel.
Yeah, tickets are available now.
Tickets are available now on their website. Or you can contact Mandy, faceforward.mandy@gmail.com. It's going to be a red carpet event, a special performer to announce, and it's a black tie event, too. It's going to be called, Mark, La Dolce Vita.
Oh,
I like that name, yeah. La Dolce Vita. This is the ninth annual Face Forward Gala. So hopefully,
Beverly Wilshire, that's a great place to have a black tie gala.
Yeah, they have
what
quite.
What night of the week is that?
It is September 22nd, if you want to check that out real quick. But check them out, and hopefully you'll be hearing more from us in the coming weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a great cause, a great benefit, and they could raise a ton of money for this thing, which is fantastic.
And one of our clients, Mark, recently that was in one of our events, donated a large sum to the cause. So
that's right,
a
Matt
big
Imes.
Shout out to Matt Imes. Yeah,
yeah,
fantastic.
Way to go, way to go, Matt.
Yeah, right on. So,
on another note, if you have FYI Network, and I know a lot of people don't have the FYI Network.
Yeah, like me.
You don't.
I don't.
I do. Tomorrow night. If you're not, it's still a little bit early to be watching the Royal Wedding, but there's all sorts of Royal Wedding coverage going on tomorrow night. Take a break from the Royal Wedding coverage, and if you got FYI, Classic Storage Wars is on tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m.
Do you know which episode?
Yes, the Kooks, the chef, and the
Is that your
brothers.
Favorite one?
It is my favorite one. It's our first technically was when we were just appraising, but this is our first as bidders, and it is the best
or
episode.
Or buyers.
We've
did we buy?
In this one?
Yeah, this is where we got the Olive Press.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did buy.
Yeah, this is a great
episode.
We
just met somebody at Santa Anita 2 weeks ago and says, you guys had to buy more. And like we shared with him, we bought on every episode.
Yes.
They just cut it out because
because there was nothing in nothing of any worthwhile.
But we bought in every episode, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there's question marks out there, there's your answer.
So it's 10:30 p.m. Friday night on the FYI Network, the Harris Brothers in Classic Storage Wars. Guaranteed good, wholesome, fun family entertainment.
And I'm sure
don't miss it.
I'm sure you're right, Mark. I think BBC will be having all kind of footage earlier than 2:30.
Yeah. I know. Well, like you said, today they're running all classic wedding stuff. I watched the wedding, Diana's wedding last night.
Tonight, Mark, they got the Queen Elizabeth's coronation.
Wow,
it's on.
That's going back
I don't
a little bit too far for me, but last night's was fantastic.
But I think it's pretty cool that they have it.
Oh yeah,
I TV'd it so Carrie could watch
The coronation.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
that'll be something when Charles gets coronated.
Yeah,
who knows when that's going to
be. Hey, have you ever had wine in a can?
No, I've heard about it. I've had wine in a box.
Yeah, wine in a can now. A brand, Nomadica, Nomadica. Nomadica wine. It's in a can. Check it out. They're participating in our upcoming Bobby Flay gifting opportunity, and they recently came in and introduced me to a whole new avenue of drinking wine. Like you said, wine in a box. And many years ago, Mark, remember we had the one client that was wine in the box?
Boca Box.
Yeah.
I think it was called Boca
remember
Box.
Remember when we met them on San Fernando Road with the 18-wheeler, and they were giving us cases and cases
of
the stuff?
That's right.
Yeah.
Boca Box.
And they lasted forever. The box, I mean, I don't know how many binds, how many, once you open it. Anyhow, Nomadica wine. It's wine in a can. It's a cool-looking can, too.
It is a cool-looking can. It looks like an energy drink, actually.
It's and look at some of these colors and some of these
That's all Nomadica?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so big shout-out to Nomadica for participating.
Nomadica. Do they have a website?
Nomadica. Yeah, Nomadica. I share this. Nomadica wine. Nomadica.wine. www.nomadica, nomadica.wine. Not .com, .wine.
Have you tried it since you got it?
No. I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I try to.
It's like a individual, simple little serving. You know these cans.
You tried it?
No, I haven't.
Oh yeah.
But I'm just saying it's a 10-ounce can.
I think it's a 10-ounce can.
10 ounce.
Yeah, like those small bottles that were on the Shark Tank. You knew the
name
the other
day.
I
bought this little. Well, I didn't buy it, but we got it from Blake Storm. The Monster Energy drink in those small packs, the small cans.
Yeah.
And it's about the same size as this wine.
Oh, like the Rockstar ones that we used to have.
Right.
The Rockstar. Those are too small, and the 16
big ones too big.
Yeah.
I had one yesterday because I was a little tired in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But I could only drink like half, maybe three quarters, because it's just too much.
Hey, you mentioned earlier summer. Summer's around the corner, and it starts, I think, with the kickoff of Memorial Day weekend. And with that comes
2 weeks from Friday.
Box office hits.
Yeah.
Box
what do we
office
got?
Hits.
We got next weekend is the... Solo opens next weekend.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Jurassic Park, and I'm looking forward to the new Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Funny, yesterday Sam Rubin was talking about it, and he says, I'm not exactly sure which Mission Impossible it was it 3 or 4. nobody knew anything about what's going on. And he's right about that one.
That's
I didn't know what was happening.
That's how some of the...
Fast and Furious, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Sometimes they do that.
Yeah, they make it completely confusing.
Throw a bunch of stuff together and you have enough explosions and enough action.
It makes it worthwhile. It's a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
And all the Mission Impossibles have just been that too, popcorn movies.
I think Sam Rubin's going to be going to Paris
for the junket. Yeah.
Boy, what a gig that guy's got, huh?
He does.
I'm surprised they didn't send him to London. I guess they wanted a female.
Right.
And I'm surprised they didn't send Mangan Henderson,
too. So we've got Mission Impossible, we got Lost World, and we got Han Solo. So those are the three big ones, I guess. That are coming up for the summer box office popcorn movies.
Yeah.
They had the Avengers 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They had the Black Panther 2 months ago.
And that's coming out on DVD, I think, next
which
week.
Which I must say I enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that being said, I guess we're...
you got any more shout-outs, Mark? Are you good? Thank you for everybody participating in our upcoming events.
We do have, because we're doing something for Beat Bobby Flay radio show. We're doing a gifting for the Beat Bobby Flay radio show for the fourth time or fifth time or whatever. But anyway, it's still a month away or whatever. So when we come in here again for our next show, we'll definitely do a shout out for the rest of the brands that are involved. But I also want to mention to everybody, I have recently gotten my real estate license. I am now a licensed real estate agent here in Southern California, Los Angeles. Realestatebymarkharris.com. If you live here in the Southern California area and you're looking to buy a property, sell a property, your man is here, Mark Harris, Realtor to the Stars.
Hoorah!
So you go to my website at Real Estate by Mark Harris. Send me an email at markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. I'd love to put you in the perfect house. In the meantime, go to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, Flickr.
MySpace.
And who are the other ones we've got?
I think that's all.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn should be another one coming out. Snapchat. We're
go to our website.
Maybe we should revisit Snapchat again.
Sure. I still don't quite understand it. Are they still? is it still only up for like 30 seconds?
I think so, yeah. I guess it's just for the millennials or the younger ones.
Yeah.
But it's popular.
Go to our website at wildcreationsmedia.com.
And
see who we are, what we're doing. There's always a new event coming up that we're doing.
And catch us on Storage Wars tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern, or is it Pacific? At FYI Network.
I think it's Pacific and Eastern. It's just 10:30 wherever you're at.
Yeah, fantastic.
So life is short. Enjoy. Have a great time. Until you see us next time.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.